This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And today we welcome Glacier Bank Vice President Joe Unterreiter.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning there, guys. How are you?
Hello, Joe.
Good to be with you.
And from the Kalispell Chamber, we have Jen Kroc.
Good morning.
Could be a morning team, Joe and John, Jen. Jen and Joe.
Jen and Joe, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Manufacturing month, that's a big deal around here.
Absolutely. It's a really great thing, and the Chamber does such a great job of it. Jen's really got a tremendous lineup there. Jen, maybe you ought to tell them about it.
Yeah, we have 18 different companies offering, I counted up, I think it's about 38 different tours here over the month of October, where really they open their doors to the community so you can kind of see what's going on, you know, behind
closed doors.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there's so many different products that are made here in the valley.
You know, we don't think of ourselves as a manufacturing center.
Oh, and it's so diverse. I mean, it's everything from, you know, wood products and semiconductor equipment to personal care products, signs, you know, there's supplements that are made, concrete products. It's really, you think of it, it is probably made here in some fashion.
Yeah,
or really. Some part of it, at least.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to do to celebrate Manufacturing Month?
Well, we have a full slate of tours that are open to the community. And so folks can go to kalispellchamber.com to the events calendar. There's a manufacturing calendar where they can see all of the tours still available that they can sign up for or call us directly. We have quite a number this week that still do have some openings, including Glacier Precast, the Daily Interlake. They do a really neat thing there where they will produce a paper during the course of the tour. So they'll go through
and show you how
it's done. And when you leave, your picture is on the back of it. They take a picture at the beginning, and then you walk out, and you're in the paper by the time you leave. So it's really, really fascinating.
They do a good amount of printing there besides just putting out the newspapers.
They do. They print for papers across the state. I think if another paper has a printer, you know, equipment that goes down, they can fill in or do contract printing. So, they do a lot.
I think they do those inserts, for the grocery stores or something, too.
Yeah, they do it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So lots of tours and just really welcome the community to come out and see what's going on, what's made here, and all of the different jobs that are created by that.
Okay, now I've always kind of been curious about Applied Materials, that new location. I haven't been able to go to the website yet. Are they on there by any chance?
You know, they did have a tour last week, and it was up at Reserve Drive.
The original one.
Okay. So maybe hopefully next year when we can get a chance to be
I have to wear a
there.
Clean suit to go see it.
Yes, and yes, the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, Manufacturing Month and all that you're doing. We're going to talk more with Joe and Jen about all this right after this.
It's time you took a break, time to relax, time to sip and sample. This is Whitney Warren for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. On October 14th, from 1 to 5, downtown Kalispell is home to the Sip and Sample Autumn Stroll. Ticket holders will receive a commemorative drinking glass and a tasting passport when they arrive to check in at the Freestone Restaurant and Bull Trout Bar at the Hilton Inn. Then hop on the downtown trolley to visit the participating venues at your leisure. Venues include Bias Brewing, Bella Italia Restaurante, Black Rifle Coffee, Brannigan's Pub, Freestone Restaurant and Bull Trout Bar, KM Bar, Mercantile Steak, Montevino Winery, The Salty Calf, and Norm News Soda Fountain. Strollers who visit all venues will be eligible for prizes. Tickets are $50, benefiting My Glacier Village, serving our area seniors. Go to myglaciervillage.com to buy your ticket to ride.
Glacier Banks Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
Our guests this morning, Glacier Bank Vice President Joe Unterreiner and the Kalispell Chamber's Jen Kronk. Joe, talk with us a little bit about Glacier Bank's relationship with the manufacturing here in the community.
Well, we really appreciate what the Kalispell Chamber does because it's an opportunity for even our own personnel and commercial lenders who are working with customers that are manufacturers to be able to get in and see these tours, right? If you, you know, want to see a restaurant, you can go walk in the front door or any other retailer, but manufacturers, it's, you know, unless it's an organized tour, it's often hard to see what goes on back there. And so it's a chance for us, not just with the commercial lenders who might have that account, but other personnel who might be working on that but not really be out to that site or see the business mm-hmm. to understand what's going on there. So it's a great opportunity. It's almost like professional training for our staff as well. So we really do appreciate the work that the Kalispell Chamber does to make these facilities available to understand better. And I really like what the Chamber does, where they've created this component for students and educators, because it's a great way for students who really don't understand, you know, what those good-paying jobs that are out at manufacturers. You really can't see yourself or project yourself into one of those things unless you see it and can see yourself in that position. So by exposing young students, it's a great workforce development program for the Chamber to offer the community.
When I was a seventh grader at Central Junior High, the museum, the big deal was being an industrial engineer. Mm-hmm. And industrial engineers were the guys who create all the machinery that makes this manufacturing process go. And of course, back then it was all mechanical. These days it's gone electronic. And the understanding of creating these and operating this equipment is entirely different now.
It's really interesting. One of the things that really jumped out at me, it was on a tour of Weyerhaeuser last year, is you have, you know, the mechanical equipment, but then there's also some robotic equipment, and also up at F.H. Stoltz, and how they're incorporating that in the new jobs along with that, because now you need folks to program and maintain the robots and have that robotic skill. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole new type of engineering that they're combining with maybe the more traditional aspects of it.
And that's something that I think our young people need to be exposed to and understand that there's good paying jobs and opportunities there that, you know, you can stay in Kalispell for the rest of your life if you want to.
Absolutely. And so many different career paths through that. I mean, there's the hands-on, there's project management and design, there's sales, there's you know, really every aspect of running a business exists at every single one of these manufacturers.
And these are local, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We have some that are affiliated or branches of larger companies, but, you know, by and large, a lot of these manufacturers are homegrown businesses by folks who started something here because they love living here and they want to have, you know, a business for their family and other families and for the community.
And, Joe, with you and your point about Glacier Bank's people being able to go out and see these things in action, it makes you better able to help them with their financial needs and their growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like it's tough for a student to understand what's going on, it's tough for people that, you know, all of the vendors and business partners that a manufacturer has to be able to, you know, see what's going on unless you actually get in there and tour the business. So it's a special opportunity. And you know, there's some, you know, especially with the technology companies like in Applied Materials, you know, it's heavily restricted for just security purposes. So for them to open their doors and let people come in under a structured tour with, you know, great tour guides to interpret what students and community people are seeing, it's a special opportunity.
It's more than just you open your eyes and look and say, oh my gosh, what's all this?
Yeah, no, they do a great job of really explaining all the different types of folks that are working there in terms of, you know, it Applied last week, all the different kinds of engineers, but then you have all the hands-on and the creation of the machinery. Yeah, you really get a very comprehensive overview of what opportunities are here.
So how do we get on one of these tours?
Just either call the chamber, our main number, or you can call Ashley directly, 758-2806, or just go to kalispellchamber.com to the events calendar. And you can just sign up through there. And all the tours are free, so they're very, very easy to sign up for.
You don't have to be a chamber member?
Nope. Open to the entire community. And as Joe mentioned, we have some tours that are time slotted a little later in the day, focused on students and educators hoping to get folks after school. Also job seekers, if you're curious, you know, gosh, how often do, as a job seeker, do you have a chance to kind of preview a place and walk through and learn a lot about it and then decide, do I want to apply here? So that's another interesting aspect, an opportunity on the tours in addition to the general community tours too.
Do I want to apply here? Am I willing to do the learning and the education I need to qualify for one of these jobs?
Yeah, exactly. You can just check it out and ask some good questions. They'll have special packets of information or folks available to job seekers if they'd like to talk more.
All right. Well, Robin's going to ask you about this amazing statistic that I've been seeing quoted here about our basic industry. We'll do that with Jen and Joe right after this.
Have you ever signed up for a product or service and asked for more strings attached, please? I don't think so. What you do want is great service, dependability, and value. Easy, no hassles. We can help you with that. This is Cedar Hardy for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Totally free checking at Glacier Bank is just that. Free, no fine print, no minimum balance required, and no hidden fees. When you open your account, you'll receive a gift. We hope that's okay. Glacier Bank will also buy back your checks and debit card from another financial institution and apply a $25 credit to your new account. Sound good? It is good. You can depend on Glacier Bank to deliver what we offer. No strings attached. Isn't that what you really want?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
And from Glacier Bank this morning, Joel Unterreiter and Jen Kronk from the Kalispell Chamber. And I always get the statistical stuff because they know what a wizard I am with the math here. But here's the statistic. Manufacturing is 29% of Flathead County's basic industry earnings. Maybe you can put that into perspective. What does that mean? I mean, well, is that basic of all earnings in the area comes from manufacturing? Or?
Well, basic industries are the ones that are exporting dollars, right? So where customers are outside bringing new dollars in as opposed to the industries that are moving, you know, dollars predominantly
that's
around
going to the
local economy
and
so
okay.
on. And, So let
me ask you a question. As far as Glacier Bank goes, how do you interface with these manufacturing companies?
Yeah, so we have a number of the businesses on that list are our customers, and like I said, it's a great chance to interact with them and understand better what they're doing and expose their businesses. But we just want to really support these businesses more because of the aspect you just mentioned, Robin, which is that they're basic industries. And what you find is that those basic industries have some of the highest multipliers of any industry sector. So and a multiplier is, you know, a dollar, you know, spent, you know, there multiplies more in the economy. And a lot of that is predominantly because manufacturers are equipment heavy industries, right? So they're, you know, there's a lot of investment dollars that also beneficially makes them hard to move.
And they,
right? Because they've got a large capital investment in the area. They're higher wage paying jobs, like Jen mentioned. So, in fact, manufacturing is considered the highest multiplier industry out there.
Okay, now when you say they're the highest multiplier, probably because of all the employment. Also, it's putting money in the pockets of wage earners, which circulate throughout the area. What can you kind of give us an overview of the types of manufacturing that we're talking about?
Well, I mean, like I said, we really do have such an interesting and diverse manufacturing industry here in the Valley. The Chamber does these things called certificates of insurance, and we did one for a company that was exporting model train parts to Abu Dhabi. And okay. I think they're located out in Kaila, and they are one of the few companies evidently in the world that specialize in making like those little Lionel train parts. Yeah. So we have companies that are doing very customized and niche manufacturing like that to, of course, the firearms industry, wood products, concrete, semiconductor, personal care, supplements, beverage. I mean, we even talk about the whole beverage sector where we have the distilleries, the wineries, the breweries. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really a diverse industry right here in our valley.
What I find fascinating here is that when I was coming up here in Kalispell, my friends graduated from high school. Some went to college somewhere else. We did not have a community college then. Either that or they went to work up in the woods as loggers. They went to work in the mills. Those jobs are greatly diminished, if not completely gone now. So we've got to find a different way of keeping our young people local.
Yeah, I mean, we do have, both F.H. Stoltz and Weyerhaeuser, are still very robust here with their employment and their mills. But certainly there are, in addition to the wood product sector, there are just a lot of different opportunities here that, we want to, keep those opportunities for our students and our community.
But if you're going to do those, you got to understand there's a difference between the way that we mill logs today than when we did back in 1967.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very different.
Yeah, like I said, some of that robotics part of it is fascinating to me. And even certain things like the number of industrial electricians that Weyerhaeuser has, right? I didn't realize there was a difference before this between your electrician who comes to your house and industrial electrician, and that's a whole different aspect of that career. So again, those opportunities to go into those trades right here in the valley, maybe up at FECC getting some additional training, you can take a lot of different pathways, not just the first one that comes to mind for that particular career right here at a multitude of different businesses.
And our school system too is looking to try to help people, our students, understand that there are these kinds of opportunities that really are just beginning to take shape, and these are the jobs that are probably going to be around at least for the part in our near future anyway.
FECC has the welding class, and this last week, and I guess this would be more service oriented, but they're training medical technicians who assist the surgeons. And, so there's like a head start there. And you get started in high school with the IB programs and fast starts.
These are all things that I think prepare us. We didn't really need a lot of preparation to go up and cut down trees. You went up there and you learned how to do it when you were up there with some very experienced loggers. It was very dangerous work. If you were going to go into work for a mill, there were a lot of things you could do just to get in there without anything but a high school education. Today, that high school education needs to be more than just what we learned back when I was in high school.
Now, I have a friend who works for Applied Materials, and they sent him to Japan to interface with a company over there. And he said the problem he had is he's a big guy. All of the suits that they wear in the clean rooms were much smaller, so they had to ship one over to him there. But, it's interesting that some of these jobs you can learn apprenticeship on the job, too. Yeah. So,
and this is our
very
future.
Encouraging.
This is our future here in Kalispell, and this is where Glacier Bank is working to support this, and the Chamber's working to support it as well. But we got to understand what our opportunities are, and tell us again about how we get involved in these manufacturing tours.
Folks can just reach out to the Kalispell Chamber directly anytime here this week. 406-758-2806 will take you directly to Ashley to get signed up, or kalispellchamber.com to the manufacturing events calendar, and just click on to sign up and add your name. And like I said, and it is free and open to the entire community.
All right. Jen, thank you for all you're doing in organizing all this and bringing it to us. And Joe, as always, thanks for the expertise you bring as a former Kalispell Chamber CEO. Makes a big difference. Yeah.
I knew there was a familiarity there. I'd forgotten about that.
A great conversation. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.